Elias of Perkins Coie, the firm that orchestrated the fake Steele dossier and the entire Russia hoax, have sent dozens of lawyers down there to fight on every front against the audit. Let me put it this way. If they don't have something to hide, why are they fighting so hard to continue hiding it?
Right.
Exactly. I think we all know the answer to that.
Yep.
Wow. And that would be just beyond the pale. And the same happened in other states. We know it. They know it. They know we know it. But they are fighting our ability to prove it. And unfortunately, lots of judges are helping them do that. It's completely antithetical to the rule of law and everything this country stands for. We're supposed to have the most transparent elections in the world.
All right. We got to take a quick break, Sydney. I want to pick up on this and ask you about that and about the continual left complaint that there is no proof, there is no evidence, and which is maddening in and of itself. But ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. I'm here with Sydney Powell. Obviously, we're going to be right back after this quick break.
Failed to stop a complete coup of the largest and most important country on the face of the earth.
You know, I happened to watch the Jimmy Kimmel show last night because Mike Lindell was on there. And I know, you know, aside from you, you know, the guy who makes pillows and sheets and bed mattress toppers has done more work than anyone in the federal government to uncover the massive coup and so forth. And Kimmel's opening line was, you know, I respect you. I've researched you. I find everything that you're saying is just undeniably impossible. I think that what you're talking about couldn't have possibly happened. I mean, that's the kind of, to your point, purposeful blindness that we're up against in the media. I mean, people like Kimmel, he's a goof and he's a clown, but people will believe him because they're intellectually immature, as I say.
If I were Mike, I would have said, I think you might be the crack addict.
Exactly. Right. Because it appears that he might be high. If you can't see, evidence of the obvious is sufficient. I mean, it's obvious. We've got video. We've got mathematics. It's all on our side.
We've got eyewitness testimony. We have got time-stamped reports of how the voting came about. You can overlay those on other charts that show exactly what happened. It is absolutely irrefutable proof.
Speaking of Mike Lindell, does the work that you're doing parallel in any way? Do you and Mike talk?
Yes. Okay. We are in communication. Our legal teams are in communication, and we have shared a lot of information with them.
Okay. There's another a person out there, Maria Zach, who's done research with regard to the Italy involvement specifically. Are you aware? Do you follow the Italy component of all of this? 20 degrees?
I am aware of that. I think it's certainly a possibility, but we have not been able to run that to ground to my satisfaction. I do believe there's someone in custody in Italy who certainly had the capability to do what has been suggested that was done. I think it might very well have been done over the cellular network. We thought at first it was the internet, but I think it may have been done over the cellular network, and that requires more investigation. If we had a functioning Department of Justice or National Security Agency, that would have been done already, and they actually probably know the answer to that, but have refused to act on it because, frankly, those in the government were as much responsible for this coup as those out of it who were perpetrating it.
Right. Well, I would be happy if interested, and we can talk offline, but to introduce you to Maria Zach. I find her well-researched. And some of the information coming from Italy is just outstanding. I know that Mike and you, and Mike Lindell, his program, countries, China, to name one, many, many countries, apparently, or there were at least many IP addresses that were.
Oh, yes. We had a map of all the internet connections the night of the election that's included in our filings, even with the Supreme Court, that they refused to look at.
Right.
So you can go online to sydneypowell.com and look at the filings that we made in the Supreme Court. And in the appendix to all our Supreme Court filings are hundreds of pages of affidavits, mathematical analysis, and the map showing the internet connections the night of the election, because people could see it. And connecting from Iran, Hong Kong, a couple of places in China, including Beijing, if I remember correctly. One, the FBI and CISA had made a finding on November 3rd that is published and available. We attached that also to our filings. So there was already a formal finding updated as of November 3rd. By the FBI and CISA at Homeland Security. And secondly, there is just other evidence of their involvement, foreign countries' involvement, including the recent sanctions that the government itself, even the Biden group, imposed against Russia. That would have triggered President Trump's ability to use any national emergency powers necessary to secure the voting machines and have them audited immediately following the election. It will be my forever regret that that was not done.
You know, okay, a couple of minutes before we have to take our next break. Where do we find a judge to believe you? I mean, what do we have to, I mean, the evidence, I mean, clearly I'm on your side. I see what you're saying. I understand. I've seen Mike's show. I follow you. I believe you. What the frustration that the audience has, and I happen to share it, is what's next? I mean, how do we get this in front of somebody to believe it?
It's absolutely maddening because everything is upside down right now. They're saying white is black and black is white. And we know that's not true. The mainstream media is pushing the propaganda like crazy. And that's affecting a lot of people who simply don't know where to look for the truth or don't know what to look for. So yes, it's beyond maddening. And meanwhile, the country is suffering incredibly. So is the world, because we are the light and hope of the world for freedom. Right. What happens next? We are still putting a case together that should have a major impact. But like you said, it depends on the judiciary. I think at some point soon, the evidence is going to be so overwhelming, particularly if the Arizona audit does what it should do, that it will be impossible to deny it. States need to be recalling and reclaiming their electors. That could happen as soon as the public puts enough pressure on the legislators who are local and need to be pressured to do the right thing, to man up and get the evidence here and do the right, make the right decision.
That's a perfect tee up for the in the last minute here before our break. What you and what General Flynn have been saying, what I've been saying on the show, it's time to stop being conservative snowflakes and whining and complaining and wondering why Sidney hasn't solved the problem or why Mike Lindell hasn't solved the problem or why General Flynn. It's we've got to get involved and people have to go speak loudly and often to their state legislatures and their county commissions.
Exactly. They need to be bird dogging their school boards. We just put out a newsletter from Sidney Powell PC and defendingtherepublic.org a few minutes ago. And one of the success stories is Vail, Arizona, a small town that took over its school board. They threw out all of them, put in a whole new school board and removed the requirement of masks. Everybody has to get off their sofa, get involved right now, from school board to city council to county commissioners to precinct and on up, and demand that the citizens of this country who love freedom run this government.